Smoke was seen rising in the West Bank on Wednesday as Israeli security forces conducted counterterrorism operations across multiple cities in the region. Palestinian officials said at least 10 people were killed in a major Israeli offensive in the West Bank. This man at a local hospital explained what happened after some young men asked him for water.
When I opened the door to give it to them in seconds, very fast, we felt like something came down on us from the sky, and there was an explosion. I was unaware of what is going on. When I put my hand on my chest, it was all shrapnel and in blood.
He then said two of his children were killed and one was injured. Israeli government spokesperson David Mentzer gave an update on Wednesday.
Our IDF forces began this counterterrorism operation in Jenin and Tulkarem. We are targeting armed terrorists from the air and the ground, dismantling explosives planted under the road and confiscating large quantities of weapons. We apprehended wanted suspects. We located and confiscated weapons, M16s, ammunition, and additional military equipment.
Meanwhile, a hostage who was rescued by Israeli forces on Tuesday received a warm welcome on Wednesday. Military officers, hospital staff, and family members filled the hallway and greeted him before he returned to his village where he spoke with reporters.
The place I was in, I do not wish this for anyone. So do everything you can. If it's demonstrations, everything to bring the people home from this side to the other, and from the other side to bring them back as well.